few years ago, Cammie and I had the very sad occasion of having to gather for a funeral of a dear friend who died of cancer far too young. And I had the privilege of being asked to preach at her service. This friend served as executive director of the Federal Defenders of Western North Carolina. Her life's work was standing up for those who had been accused. Whether they were guilty or innocent, no matter how horrible the crime they were accused of, in my sermon, I shared her belief that each person she represented, each human being she stood beside, each child of God she was assigned to represent, she believed they deserved to have a defender, a counselor, an advocate. I also proclaimed that she and all the dozens of other defenders who were sitting in the congregation that day were doing the work of Jesus whenever they stood as defender, counselor, advocate, as paraclete for the accused. Paraclete, that's not a word that you use in everyday conversation. Probably a word you only hear occasionally, probably only on Pentecost Sundays. But that's the Greek word that's translated in our gospel text, in the text we use today, translated as advocate. It's the word that Jesus uses to refer to the Holy Spirit, to His Spirit, which He also names the Spirit of Truth. Paraclete is a word which doesn't really have a perfectly matched word in English. And that's why if you were to look at various Bible translations, you would see all kinds of words used to translate it. Advocate, comforter, companion, helper. Some just use the word paraclete and hope you can figure it out. Some use a whole phrase, the friend I will send you, the Spirit of God I will send. There really is no one word in English that captures its meaning, and that's why I started by sharing with you a bit about the sermon from our dear friend's funeral service. Because that image that she lived, of a public defender, a person assigned to stand beside you when you're accused, to be an advocate for you when you're accused, to be a defender when you're accused, to be a helper, a comforter, a friend, a companion when you are accused. That image from a courtroom is about the best translation you could have for the word paraclete, the word Jesus uses for the Holy Spirit. Jesus is speaking to his friends in this text, knowing that that same night he's going to be arrested. He's about to be tried, sentenced, tortured, executed. And as Jesus speaks to his friends, knowing this is about to happen, knowing what they are about to witness, he wants them to understand not only that he is not alone, that his Father is standing with him, beside him, within him, but also even more, he wants those disciples to know that when they face accusation, when they face resistance, anger, threats, when they face danger and violence, God's Spirit, the very same Spirit through which Jesus abides in the Father and the Father abides in him, God's Spirit will be their paraclete. God's Spirit will be beside them, with them, within them, counseling, defending, advocating, helping, befriending, representing, supporting. This is the good news. God is our paraclete. When we face the brokenness, the division, the hatred, the violence, the opposition, the accusation which the world uses to wield power, by which the powers of the world oppress people, control and abuse, by which the powers of the world rule, God stands for us. God stands with us. This is what we celebrate on the day of Pentecost, the sending of God's Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Paraclete, into the world. The story of the Spirit's arrival from the book of Acts, which we heard in Deacon Katie's Spark Story Bible version, tells us how the Spirit arrived dramatically with wind and flames, and the people began to speak foreign language they had never studied, so that everyone who was gathered in Jerusalem for the festival could hear the good news about Jesus. That story tells us how it happened and what happened. Our gospel from John reading tells us who this Spirit is, this Spirit of truth, whose arrival, the gift of whom we celebrate, this Spirit of truth, which Jesus says proves that the world is wrong. That part of today's reading is complex. It's kind of difficult to wrap your head around. Dr. Mark Heim, professor of theology at Yale University, says these words about what Jesus means. The work of the Paraclete is to testify by the side of victims, to be their advocate, and to prove the world wrong. In the sacrificial ganging of all against a few, the few are never alone. There will always be a divine voice to speak for them. The Spirit of truth proclaims that the world that crucified Jesus is wrong about sin. It wrongly accused him of sin, though he was seeking only justice that God's love brings. The world that crucified Jesus is wrong about righteousness because it refused to see the righteousness of Jesus, which God confirmed, God announced by raising Jesus from the dead. The world is wrong about judgment because it refused to see that God reverses the verdict which the world pronounced against Jesus, because the world continues to insist that the only way to stop conflict and division and hatred and violence is by defeating it with an opposing and stronger force of violence. This is the good news. Jesus' work is proclaiming the ways of the world wrong, the ways of sin, a brokenness that lead to conflict and division and death. Jesus' work of proclaiming the ways of the world wrong continue through the presence of the Spirit, which was sent to be with us. This work continues through Jesus' body in the world. That's us. We're part of that. God's Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of love and life is here to stand against the world's accusation, against the world's hate, not by overcoming it with more hate, but by testifying to the truth that God's way, Jesus' way, the Paraclete's way, the way is truly the way of escape, the way of salvation, the way of redemption, way of life, in opposition to the world's ways that so often lead to death. This is the good news, which the Spirit, our defender, our advocate, our comforter, our helper, our friend, reveals in us, in our minds, in our hearts, in our lives, and through us as Christ's body in the world. When I was preparing that sermon several years back for the service of our friend who was a federal public defender, I knew for sure, I was 100% sure I wanted to share this truth that Jesus clearly proclaims in this text from John, that the work of the Spirit is serving as our defender when we're persecuted. for righteousness' sake when people are oppressed by the powers. The Spirit is our defender. I knew I wanted to share this because it honored her life's work and it would honor her colleagues who are also public defenders whom I felt certain would attend the service. And indeed, there were dozens and dozens there. But what I was not sure about sharing and what I ultimately did not share, at least not in the sermon, is this other piece that I'm going to share with you now. Do you know what words in the scripture would be the antonym of the word paraclete, both in the Gospel of John and in the scripture as a whole? The two words are the word which means the opposition or the adversary, and second, a word that means the accuser, which of course makes sense. The adversary, the accuser, in a courtroom, they stand against the accused. The title we would usually use is the prosecutor. But do you know what the two Greek words are that stand behind that? And the reason that I decided not to share it in that sermon that day, the first word, which we usually often translate the opposition or the adversary, is diabolos, devil. And the second word that's translated accuser is satanas, Satan. So that's why I didn't share it in the funeral, because I thought there might be some prosecutors in the pews, and calling them Satan or the devil in the service would not be in the spirit of love which Jesus calls us to live. But scripture is clear from beginning to end that the problem of the world is that it's not structured according to the principles of God's love, but rather according to what theologians call the satanic principle. That's code for, that's metaphor for the power, principle of power that's founded in dividing people, in accusing. A power that leads almost always to violence and death. This is the good news for us on Pentecost Day. In the midst of a world that's filled with broken human people who all too often turn out of fear against one another, pointing, accusing, dividing, in the midst of a world that's so deeply structured in accusation and blame, so constituted in division, hatred, violence, and death, in a world so bound by and trapped by and captured by this satanic principle, this is the good news. God in Jesus has sent a paraclete, a defender, an advocate, a counselor, a helper, a spirit of truth that bit by bit, heart by heart, even in us, is transforming the world and setting it free from the power of sin and death. God has sent us a defender, an advocate, a counselor, a helper, a spirit of truth that heart by heart sets the world free from the power of sin and death. That is good news indeed. Amen.